Hello, fellow readers. In this book review, I'm covering the book by Rachel Maddow, the host of The Rachel Maddow Show on MSNBC. I'm a huge fan of her show and her books. The book Blowout takes a hard look at the oil and gas industry. Now, as you may know, I'm not into this genre. I enjoy mysteries, thrillers, and suspense novels. However, I was intrigued by the topic of this book and how timely it was. The track laying behind my voice in this post is Smooth As I Want To Be, the title track from my most recent CD. The rest of the tracks in this post are selected tracks from my CDs 10 and I'm Gonna Let It Ride, all available here and streaming on your favorite networks. Let's dig into the review. The book Blowout takes a hard look at the oil and gas industry. She dives deep into the history of oil and gas, going back to Rockefeller and moving forward all the way to fracking and all the corruption this industry causes. This industry, in some minds, is more powerful than any nation on the planet. The title of the book, Blowout, is a term used by oil people to describe when a rig builds up so much pressure it explodes back up through the drilling rig, which, in my mind, is the perfect title for the book, the industry, and where we are today. Rachel introduces the term the resource curse. When valuable resources are discovered in locations that are not prepared with the right management and oversight in government, corruption follows. When oil and gas is found, people, states, countries fall into the trap and greed takes over. Imagine, a geological report is printed, showing you're sitting on oil and gas, a gold mine under your very feet. Everything changes. Next thing you know, ExxonMobil, Shell, and other oil companies show up knocking on your door with very large bags of cash. Some of the stories she details in this book are so corrupt they seem unbelievable, but indeed they are true and can be researched. Blowout also spends a lot of time explaining how Russia was hit with the resource curse. Making oil and gas a state-controlled and owned industry, they put their economic future into it. Even after the U.S. placed sanctions on Russia, companies like ExxonMobil still found ways to work around the sanctions for profit. This book is an excellent read, very informative, and backed up with great resources that you can simply Google. On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being don't bother, and a 5 a real page-turner, I give Blowout a 5. Rachel has done an amazing job at informing the public and sharing this important message with everyone. Again, the tracks playing in this post are from my CD, Smooth As I Want To Be, 10, and I'm Gonna Let It Ride. I hope you enjoyed the post, and I hope you enjoyed the music. And remember, without music, life has no soul. Thanks.